Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up. New Year's resolutions 1 week in, or taking a mulligan? Well, folks, studies show that if we make a New Year's resolution, we are about 10 times more likely to succeed than if we don't. However, 1 week into the new year, about 75% of us resolvers will have bailed on our resolution. Now, not me, though. When I sat down to write this checkup from the neck up today, January 10th, I did not have to admit to having bailed because, drum roll here, I couldn't even remember what it was. That's right. Despite great initial resolve to change, I couldn't even remember what it was. How many of you, dear listeners, are in my boat right this minute? Come on, fess up. Now, what to do if you're like me and haven't yet tipped from resolve to, yay, hooray, I can check that one off. First, a little side story. Our brains, not our minds, thank you very much, but our brains, that incredible blob of neurons inside our skulls, actually needs a few months to rewire the neurons before the new resolved to behavior is easier. And notice I say easier, not easy, because we will often slip back into the old behavior. Not because we want to, but just because our incredible blob has long been wired for the old, and it takes time and patience and practice to wire in the new. In the meantime, while waiting for our brain to get on with it and finish the electrical work, what can we do when we find ourselves doing what we've always done instead of what we want to do now? Well, wrap ourselves in a big hug of compassion. That's right, compassion. Because changing our mind to live differently and actually rewiring that want into our brains and behaving different is hard and frustrating often. So be kind. Sort of like casual golfers who, when they mess up with their first shot, can drop another ball and take a do-over, what golfers call taking a mulligan. Even sounds patient and kind, doesn't it? Taking a mulligan. Or seven mulligans, because it often takes a bunch of tries. For example, seven serious attempts on average to successfully kick smoking forever. Oh, now, good news. I remembered my resolution to be more compassionate to myself and everybody else. You want to join me with that one? Magically, there's room in my foursome for anybody and everybody who wants to join me. I'm Dr. Rich, Mulligan Man O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in.